Father in heaven, we truly come to you this night, seeking you, and our attention's upon thee this night, because you never fail. Father, we need you in a very special way. We pray that you might minister whatever you wish for us tonight. Father, I pray for my heart will be yielded to thy spirit. Oh Lord, help me to do thy will. Help me to walk before you as you would have it be. And Father, I desire that selfishly, that the words that I speak will be life. Those that hear, that they might respond to the things that you speak through your servant, Father. And I just pray for a blessed day. Father, according to my own self, there's no good thing within me. But Lord, there's so much goodness in you. Oh Lord, you're wonderful. You're just precious. You're beyond my highest imaginations. And Father, we know that you speak through your Spirit, by your Spirit. You're speaking to the hearts of your people that they need to be ready. Your coming is very sure and very soon. And Father, we know the millennium is spoken of in much of the Old Testament. And Father, we know that day is really coming very close, but before it can come and happen, we must have the coming of our wonderful Savior. And there's going to be a days of tribulation also upon this earth, that many will miss that wonderful blessing, and they will have to live out the remainder of their life in real harsh and hard situations beyond description, when we can't even understand how terrible it's going to be. And Father, we know your word says, "I have not seen, nor neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, that things that are prepared for them that love God. But God, you have revealed them by your Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God." Father, I pray that you'd help my ear this night. Help it to, that I might hear only from you this night. Father, I pray, Lord God, that the Spirit of God would be upon me alive. And I know if anything happens this night, it'll be your Spirit. And I am zero tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for thy goodness. I thank you for thy mercy. I thank you for thy saving grace. And I thank you that you're real. Father, I just so understand that you take us as mortals to do your work. You could do it in an instant. You would just get this world saved in just an instant, but you choose to use people like myself and others. And Lord, we have to be inspired by you to do that job efficiently. And Father, we're living in a day when people must do a good job wherever they are. We're living a time of high production in a lot of areas. And Father God, in the spirit world, you should have the highest production through the Spirit. It has to go along with what's going on in this world. And Father, we know that you're beyond any scheduling, any deity, anything that even can be thought of man. And you are above all areas. Father, I pray that you'd move mighty this night and touch us in a mighty way. Father, I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all things that would bother us. For those that are sick this night, we pray for healing. For those of the families of these here this night, I pray for those to be receive healing this very moment, and the power of God to be upon them. He bring healing to their bodies in the wonderful name of Jesus. And for those out there in the world too that you having troubles this night, I pray that God, whatever your need is, this very second, that reach out to God. Ask him as I speak, and you can receive that healing touch right now. I believe it, because God's Spirit's here to minister to his saints, minister to those. You may not feel like a saint tonight, but God wishes to touch you anyway, and God will help you, that you might inspire you, that you might want to live an overcoming life, that you might come to that place, that you might walk in his wisdom, in his guidance, in his direction, walking in his identification, that you'd have, wherever you go, you know he's with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous, and he identifies those that seek him shall surely be found in him, because he will make himself real to those who put their attention upon him. And I just pray for a mighty blessing of those tonight. I pray for the unsaved tonight. If you need to have Jesus as your Savior, you can accept him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus will come in your heart in a very powerful way, in a very special way. You can receive that atonement that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that through the shedding of his blood, which is our Savior Jesus Christ, through him, you're living that spotless life above sin. His life was spotless without any, without any sin. He became that sacrifice that needed to be shed for all mankind. And here tonight, God's not a respecter of person. So out there tonight, if you think that you've sin a lot, God will cover up a lot of sin. He will make you whole. He will bring healing to thy body. Whatever you need tonight, whatever is out there tonight, if you've been feel like it's you walking by yourself, God will give you strength to walk. If whatever your certain situation is, God, call upon him. The Bible says, call on him, and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. Father, give us a word that we might be able to communicate one to another. And I pray that God will communicate to your hearts this night. And I believe that the message tonight is going to be on communication. God wants to get into our spirit that he can cope with whatever we're facing. That he gives commands and we're to reply, here am I. He gives the leadership and we do the following. He does the heavy work and we walk behind his shadow. We're more than conquerors through him which loves. As he goes before us, we can follow in his shadow. We can walk in his footsteps. We can walk in our Savior's love. We can walk in Jesus that shed his blood that we might have a wonderful life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And by his stripes this night that we can be healed. Through the blood and shedding of Jesus, he made it where we can receive healing. And he also went down death, grave, and hell, set the captive free. He can, if you need to be set free this night, Jesus, we're more than conquerors. You can be set free this moment. You can have a new walk, a new talk, a new dedication to him. And whatever your need, we've all failed, God, and we all need a closer walk. Everywhere, I know everyone out there, you need a closer walk. I need a closer walk. Every day of my life, I want a closer walk. I want a closer touch from my Heavenly Father. And I pray this night for a mighty blessing on you this night. I pray that God will anoint you, strengthen you. The anointing power of God's here to heal you, to satisfy you with that longing desire, that desire that you've had for years. God's here to meet that need this night. Let it not go another day. That God receive that healing this night in Jesus' name. Claim it. Believe it. And that is who, this message goes out tonight. It's going to be a lot of answers, I think, that you'll need on receiving salvation. Whatever the need is, you can receive what's going to be heard tonight. So you need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord might say. I don't know what the Spirit of the Lord says, but I know the topic. And I believe that he can be the answer for our situation. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's strength. There's anointing. There's joy. There's peace. There's love, there's contentment, there's all the things that we need in the love of God. Oh, hallelujah. His love constrains us to follow him, to seek for him. If we seek for him, the Lord says that we will surely find him. And this night I pray for those out there this night, in America this night, or throughout the world. If you need a Savior, he's there to heal. He bled and died that you might receive atonement, that you might receive forgiveness for your sins, that you might receive that wonderful touch from heaven. By his stripes you're healed, and you can feel that blessing, that hardness in your heart leave you this day. You might feel like you've been going through a lot of hard struggles, and the enemy has maybe put you down. But if you'll come to him right, and the Lord Jesus right now, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. For tonight I pray that each one of you will say, I want to draw nigh to you, Lord. I want to draw nigh to you, and I resist the devil in Jesus' wonderful name. If all of you out there can believe that, you're going to have a good night this night. God's going to bless you. I can see it happening in the Spirit. He's going to touch you. He's going to re-resurrect you. He's going to make you over by as a Heavenly Father. He is your Father, and he's there to help you to be a made-over son from heaven. Well, desires the old man will pass away, and he will give you, any man being Christ, he's a new creation, and he's a new creature. And God's able to remold you, to help you, to uplift you, that you might walk soundly in these last hours, having the focus on heaven, realizing that if something happens in a split second, you know that you're going to be saved, you're going to be freed from the alternative that's going to come upon this earth without Jesus here tonight. For those that don't know him this night, Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. Without Jesus, we have no sacrifice. We need Jesus tonight. And that's why we can't continually sin, because the Bible says after we sin so long, there's no more. We can't put the Son of Man down no longer. There's no more sacrifice to be given. Jesus has paid in full, and he will pay over and over and over. But we can't not keep going on and without making restitution. We make restitution as we call upon God, as we seek for Him, and we want to do better. As we want to do better, God helps us to live better. We don't become an overcomer overnight, but we grow into the overcoming part. And this night I pray that if there's been anything that fits you that night and that has put you in that classification, I pray that God, give God a chance. Give Him a chance. And the Lord Jesus Christ, just give Him your heart, and God will make you over, and you'll feel the love of God, you'll feel the peace of God, and you'll feel that healing touch. You'll feel the wonderful love of God, and He will provide for you. He will keep you. His eye is over the righteous. And the Bible says that He takes care of the fowl of the air so much that He will take care of the sparrow. Are not you worth more than the sparrow? And God sees that all the birds, and He takes care of them. He sees all the creatures upon this earth, and He takes care of them. You know, the day coming very shortly when the lamb will sit down by the lion, then that will be wonderful. Now upon this earth, there for 1,000 years, there's going to be a time when the spider will sit down by the child, and they will play together, and there will be no ill feeling. God's going to bring back a true revival. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a wonderful time. There's going to be a revival in this earth. And heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's going to bring forth a new earth for 1,000 years. And it's going to be a wonderful day. And you need to be ready to meet that day, that you might be a king, a priest, a child of God, that you might live the remainder, even another 1,000 years, even before heaven. It's on schedule. It's God's having heaven. But Jerry, you know, really, I've been a little bit out of line in my thinking, because I realized that there's going to be a period of 1,000 years is going to take place also, and that scheduling is real close. We're going to go to heaven for a short time, but when that bride comes back and that new Jerusalem comes, Jesus is going to come set up His throne upon Jerusalem, and there's going to be a throne there, and Jesus is going to be alive, and He's going to be real. He's going to make Himself real to you, and you're going to have a wonderful time, and it's going to be, and that's coming forth very shortly, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's going to make a new earth and new blessing for that time, and where's going to be the where dwelleth righteousness, and you're going to see the fields of green. You'll see the things as it should have been upon earth, and there's going to be 1,000 years, and it's on schedule for all believers, for those that believe and trust the living God, that be sharers in those millennium time. It's coming up very soon. Before that happens, there's going to be a great falling away upon this earth. And when that takes place, there's going to be troubles. The perilous times is going to come. There'll be heartaches of men. There'll be things and pitfalls of people they don't understand. And they'll cry out, and they'll cry out, and hell will swallow them up. Hell will swallow. Many, many churches will be dissolved, and many churches will miss heaven. And we must keep our eyes upon the living God. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. He is the answer. He's the true maker. And when we let go of the Holy Spirit, we're letting go of the power of God that can deliver us and set us free. When we deliberately let go of the Holy Spirit in our churches and say we don't want them to move, you're getting rid of God's power. You're getting rid of God's Son. When you get rid of the power, you get rid of the Son, you get rid of God Himself. And pretty soon you're climatized for the things that cares this world, and you find yourself in a place of discouragement. You're a spiritual wreck, disturbed by hell itself. And that's what you didn't come when you came to accept Jesus many years ago. You didn't try to get to that dimension, to that place to stay. But if you're not careful, you keep backsliding, you keep going farther, your days get darkened, you find that the powers of darkness creeping in, and you lose your joy. Whenever you lose your joy, you need to have a prayer meeting. You need to get down at that day and pray to God, seek Him until your joy comes back, that He would restore you and set you free, and find some place that believes that God is God. That's not a man's way, but it's God's building, it's God's church, it's God's liberty, and He has set the captive free that these last hours. But I say, the Bible says, why is the gate that leads to destruction? Many there be that enter that, because straight is the gate, and narrow the way, and few there be that find it. It's predicted by God's Spirit that many, many, many are going to miss the way. Many, many, many will miss heaven, and they will find themselves down below. What a terrible catastrophe is going to come. It's going to be a narrow way. The Bible says, many, many are called, but few are chosen. There's going to be a terrible despair. You might live deliciously and having all the fun upon this earth, even all your life. But the end of it, if you miss heaven, you're missing out the greatest thing. And you'll find yourself, after all those years that you thought was fun, you're going to lose out those years. And you'll say those years were just vanity. They was only for a second. I've missed out on the greatest. God's giving you a chance this very second, this day. America, God's speaking to your heart this very minute. He said, wake up. Wake up, my people. Wake up, because it's serious what you're doing. Serious. We have lost the power of God. We've lost the vision. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. And God's here to reestablish you, here to re-erect you by the Spirit of God. This was not what I wanted to preach this night, but God's here to open to you, to preach to you, that God wants to open the windows of heaven to mankind this night, that He might set you free, that He might be victorious, that you might walk upright before Him, walk in His counsel, walk in His judgment, walking by His delivery. Whom the Lord set free is free indeed. You can be more than conquerors through Him which loved us. Greater is He that's within you. He's with the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. Jesus has went away, and He's preparing us a heavenly home. He's preparing us a place, and He's preparing a banqueting table for all of His children. All of those that love Him. It's going to be a wonderful time up there. God's going to call the trumpet to God. The trumpet of God shall sound, and time shall be the more. At that day, God's going to have a mercy seat for His blessing of His keeper, of His people. And they're going to be vacating this earth that they find themselves now. All the hard trials, all those ones that talked about, those ones that was walking upright, will find themselves without excuse. They will find themselves without a remedy. And they find themselves in a situation they will never wish they would never been born. They find they're in a place that they cannot talk it out no longer. They cannot go to the church board and argue about it and see what's going to happen. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. God's up to date. He will keep you in His sight. And God has His sights on men this night. And we will realize that when God has His sights on you, He sees everything you do. He knows everything you speak. He knows everything, that even the thoughts of your mind. And He knows that when you're out there tribulating and doing things against Him and calling yourself a Christian, and you're getting a mark, and many people that see you as a wishy-washy Christian, and they see you with no ability, no power, that you struggle in life, and but you find yourself without a remedy. And God has a people that are not slack, because God's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering, us we're not willing that any should perish, but also to come repentance. God is not slack. He says, He will come with a thief in the night, when the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall burn with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to His promise look for a new heaven, new earth, where dwelleth righteousness, seeing these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for the hasten to come in the day, when the heavens be on fire, that God will deliver those that seek Him. They will deliver those that seek His face. And God has a home for those that will call upon Him. You'll never be alone upon this earth, because God will be you by your side. If you're the only person that stands upon this earth, God wants us to walk in holiness. God wants to be walking freedom of sin, where sin separates us from God. You churches out there that condone sin, you're in a troublesome time, because God's coming back very surely soon, and He's going to judge you. He's going to judge you because you've spoken this in to those of your congregation, and the congregation has bought into it. And they bought a lie, and they're going to be damned. They're going to leave this world not having the pleasures, all their pleasures and the sin, their home that they own, all the money they have, but that money in a day will all vacate them. And the only thing that you cannot take, nothing to heaven, only what you got in your heart. If you have not, your heart's not right, there's no way you can get into heaven. Heaven takes in those only whose hearts are sold out. They don't have homes. They don't have the wealth. They're sold out. They don't have nothing. Everything they have is far from them. But all of you out there that can take such pleasures and trips, such pleasures and doing great foreign things, you're going to be suffering. You're going to be feeling the ill effects that's going to come on mankind and on the children. Even the children are going to suffer because of the parents. The parents have never brought them up and managed them in the things of God. And the children have become orphaned, and they've orphaned themselves of the things of God. And they're separated. And they'll find themselves without a remedy. They'll find themselves without a knowledge of heaven. And they'll find themselves being deceived. They'll find themselves not being wise. They'll find themselves the five foolish virgins that knew the Lord. And yet their oil went out.
And many, God showed me this very second, there's many, 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 multitudes, many. In Joel, the third chapter says, multitudes in the valley of decision. This night, there's multitudes who have left the harm of the Lord. They're walking, being deceived. They're walking in tradition. And tradition will take you down to a devil's hell. You need to have the Spirit of God alive and real. You need to be on fire. That's the only true remedy. That's why I say every day of your life, you got to keep going on. Bless, bless, bless. I'm going to bless God. I'm going to bless God because God's wonderful. You got to have that in your heart. You say, well, that's too hard. Well, that's what's going to get you to heaven. That's what's going to keep you in heaven way. Without it, you're going to be in harm's way. And harm's way will come out, take that big rug out from under you, and you'll fall. You'll fall for the decades. And when you hit bottom, you'll be in a bad, bad place. Brothers and sisters, you don't wish that none of you could be there. You need to take heed this night. You need to take heed to things that God spoke in your heart. There's time this night. There's time to repent. There's time to make true confirmation with God that you're going to not. You want to serve Him. You want to be His child. You want to take advantage that Jesus has paid in full that you might receive abundant life this night, that you might walk in His fullness, walk in His joy forevermore. I feel the glory of God here tonight. I'm going to quit, but God's here to edify you by His Spirit. He's here to help you, to enhance you by the glory from heaven. That God is not slack, as some men count slackness. But God's here to testify that He's real. The Apostle Paul said, this I say and testify of the Lord. That's what, maybe that's the only thing that we can do. Whatever we can testify of the Lord, that's legal. But some of these things we need to separate from the thick care of this world. We need to separate from the vows of tradition of man, the counsel of man, the things that have no effective power. We leave that counsel from heaven. We need the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives, driving us, setting us free, that we might be a profitable vessel of praise in this last hour. We might be ready to meet our Savior and have it in our heart that it's real. He's faithful. He is glowing sad. He's coming. He's coming. Are you ready out there tonight? You must be ready. God wants you ready this night. I'm the one crying in the world, prepare ye the way of the Lord. God's coming soon. Can't you see it? This earth, America this day, floods every place you see. That's not normal. I think this is about the only area that I don't see much flooding. I see places last night in Houston, Texas, with water everywhere. This is not God saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, people, wake up. It's for a reason this is happening. He says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. God can't make it any clearer. You need to be clear in Him and cleaner in it by the Spirit. God is the only one that can appropriate the right touch from heaven. He can keep you from harm's way. He can keep you that you might be a proper and profitable servant of His. Give yourself to God this night and mean business, and God will bless you. God will touch you. Cry out to Him. Oh, hallelujah. Nineveh. Oh, hallelujah. Nineveh, as He preached, Jonah told us that there's going to be certain judgment on Nineveh. But Nineveh repented. Tonight, America, out there tonight, you need to repent. You need to repent and seek God. Call upon Him. Don't let a day go by. Don't, because He may be here before the end of the week. God's coming back very soon. Be ready to face Him. He's going to have a set of books. And I'm not perfect either. I've seen things in my life I wished I could have changed. But this day on, I want to walk in His holiness. For quite a few years, I've wanted to make allegiance. I wanted to make changes in my previous action when I was younger. And God wants to forgive you out there for the things of yesterday. Do not even think about them no more. But He wants you to have them this day for having a desire for holiness. A desire being His child. A desire for living upright. A desire for hating evil. And loving the things of God. God's here to bless you this night. God's here to love, shine His face upon you, that He might be merciful to you, to help you. Lord, bless you. I've about run out of, my heart's just about going out as far as I can go tonight. I just pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. God loves you. God loves you out there. Seek God. Call upon Him. Those who have a delay of hearing this, I pray that when you hear it, you'll think about what's taking place, that you'll make restitution. You'll think what you're doing and serving the living God. God wants to be the God of your heart, not just your church. He wants to be beyond that. He wants to be in your heart daily. He wants you to be that vessel that received that
atonement from heaven, that you might be a vessel, and will be a vessel of honor, of praise for a living God. God bless you all. I love you. God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Well, till we see you again, if we don't see you, we'll see you in heaven. For those who don't make restitution, you need to really think God, seek God. God's here to touch you in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, I thank you that you're real. Lord, I thank you. You spoke mighty this night. I pray that you touch your people in a very special way. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.